Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Does your cat have litter box behaviors that are a little bonkers? Non-pet owners may think discussing the restroom habits of an animal is the thing that's really bonkers, but anyone who spends time rooting around for cat truffles understands this mahogany slide is part of the deal. Granted, this subject literally stinks, but I'm going to plunge ahead anyway. Prior to getting Allison, my Siberian brown bomber, I never gave this much thought. All my other pets were indoor-outdoor kitties who rarely ever darken the door to their litter box, thus proving bears aren't the only ones who poop in the woods. With Allison, the cat contract I agreed to with my husband stipulates when she wants to throw mama from the train, it has to be done in a 2x4-foot box. Although I don't hang around waiting for Allison to take the Browns to the Super Bowl, she insists on making me a star witness to this after-school special. The ritual begins with the most mournful yowl. Allison doesn't meow much to begin with, so when I hear her caterwauling, I know something big is about to go down. Like a furry, pooped piper, Allison leads me to her litter box for the big reveal. Thanks to a mudjacking incident when Allison was a kitten and didn't make it to the box in time, I've developed a habit of administering buckets of praise when she successfully completes a mission. While I don't exactly skip to the loo, I realize Allison is just trying to show me what a good kitty she is. My setup is a self-cleaning litter box with a lid. Allison begins her trip down the Hershey Highway by digging like she's on an Egyptian excavation site. Once she's made a mountain out of kitty litter crystals, Allison places her paws on the portion of the device that lifts up so the automatic arm can shovel the kibbles and bits into the trap. Then, Allison stretches her head out of the opening to the lid, riding her litter box like Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic. Thankfully, she doesn't expect me to stick around for the closing credits. Once I see Allison hang 10 off the side of her litter box, I'm free to go. Non-pet people may poo-poo this whole sloppy scene, but I've come to honor this bathroom performance for the gift that it is. Allison is using her box. I never thought success could be so sweet. Well, maybe sweet isn't the right word, but I'm happy the system is working. That's all for now, kitties.
In case you haven't noticed, you've been ghosted.
This is especially bad news if you're a ghost trapped at the Department of Motor Vehicles and the only way out is through the help of a snarky cat. Find out what happens next in Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted by Adele Park. This quirky audiobook is The Cat's Meow. Get Quirky Cat Gets Ghosted today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.